here we are, the Elephant and Castle, and a bear just outside the front door. I guess as you came and went every morning, you would see this bear.
Yes.
What triggered the action?
Well, I was actually ashamed to be walking past this and for friends to be walking past this. Before I did any gardening here, it was a tangle of weeds, tired old shrubs, a lot of litter and a lot of builder's rubble and grit from a recent building work. And I cleared it out. And that was the starting point.
So it's a raised brick bed, what, about 12 feet by... maybe 10 feet by 8, something like that. So it's a substantial space, and it now looks rather lovely with sage and little palm trees.
Yeah, you've got some cordline and Japanese anemone. It's a rose and narcissi just finishing. And we've got a wisteria going up the back now as well, which I have grand ambitions for. There's a lot of height should it find its way. So to me, the simplest way of sorting it out was to just do it myself rather than trouble the authorities with permission or grants. I was quite happy to fund it myself. So I set the alarm clock for 2 in the morning, and so I was terrified that neighbours or the authorities would question me, and I wasn't quite sure how successful I'd be at this point anyway. So I thought, just do it discreetly and then hopefully it'll work out. And it's gone from there. I've added to it, taken the bits away, and didn't lose any plants.
But when the neighbours went by and suddenly this weed-strewn, neglected little bed had sprouted cyclamen and lavender and cordyline, what did they think? Did you think, the council's got round to it?
I know that most of them assumed that the council had got round to it, and that was fine by me. I didn't leave any plaque saying what I'd done. I'd improved the garden, I'd enjoyed gardening, that was enough for me. But as time went by and I saw that the council weren't interrupting with my gardening, for them it was no difference in leaving weeds there, they were neglecting it, I got more confidence, and so I wasn't setting the alarm clock for the middle of the night, I was going out during the daytime. And it was at that point that I began to talk to residents, and they would immediately ask me, who are you doing this for? Who is paying you? Why are you doing this? And my simple answer was, well, I like gardening, I'm doing it for myself, and I'm doing it for you lot as well, and you're welcome to help out.
So having done this one, you moved on?
Yes, like a pioneer in the Wild West, I bit by bit moved across what is a far more intimidating and much more overgrown shrubbery, so that now virtually all of it is new planting. I've trained back and tamed some of the older, wilder stuff, but right, we now have a cascade of herbaceous and shrubbery plants.
As we look over the brick parapet, there is a whole series of raised beds with tulips just coming to the end of their lives, and some wallflowers, but also very well-established shrubs and the promise of lots of exciting things to come.
Each of these plants really has its own story, because it wasn't like a landscaping scheme where you flatten the whole lot and with your graphic design put a few blobs in and fill it all in. This was bit by bit, using the plants that I was given or happened to be at the market at the time. So the two hydrangeas come from Christine in Vauxhall, who was moving out of her flat. The lilac bush there was funded by a donation from someone in New Hampshire who said, here's £20, you must buy a lilac bush. Rhododendron comes from my father. The allium, they were just from the market. And the canna lilies round the corner were tiny little cuttings from my mum's garden in Devon, and they're now the magnificent clumps.
It certainly doesn't look like a municipal bed.
No. I think it looks like a very amateurish herbaceous shrubbery, which I love, where thousands of people are walking past it every day. This is no even communal private garden. This is public flower beds. It's on the street. And people waiting for the buses sit along the brick walls around the edge and lap it all up.